Hey everyone, how you doing? Welcome to the show. I'm Coy Wire. Hope you had an awesome weekend. I was in Dallas calling the Cowboys-Falcons preseason game. So nice to meet some of you. Let's remember that whatever this week throws at us, we got this. Time now for our 10 minutes of news to get us caught up on what's going on in the world this Monday, August 25th. We begin in North Korea, where we're getting new images of Supreme Leader Kim Jong-un's latest test of the country's new air defense missiles. That test is just the latest in the isolated nation's long-running quest to bolster its military capabilities. North Korea has spent decades modernizing its armed forces, developing new weapons, including long-range missile testing. And now, a new report reveals they have also built a secret missile base near their border with China, one that could potentially pose a nuclear threat. Our Will Ripley has more on that story and the middle schooler who's seemingly being positioned to soon become the potential new leader of North Korea.
Buried deep in the mountains of North Korea, hidden in a secret location near the Chinese border, an arsenal of nuclear-capable long-range missiles potentially capable of striking any American city. This new report from the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington, analyzing these satellite images, also obtained by CNN. The report says construction began two decades ago. Today, the Shinpundong base sprawls larger than JFK Airport, tucked into a mountain valley, many of its entrances and facilities camouflaged under trees. Experts say during a crisis, launchers could roll out, fire, and disappear. An elusive nuclear threat. Extremely difficult to effectively counter, even with advanced warning, experts say. And while Kim Jong-un is busy building an arsenal, the North Korean leader is also building something else. His succession plan. This is the first time the world saw the young girl believed to be Kim Ju-ae, her father introducing her beside a weapon meant to strike fear in his enemies. Within a year, North Korea's top brass were kneeling before her, the kind of deference reserved for the supreme leader himself. Now, at middle school age, she's no longer the shy child, appearing in tailored suits, styled like a head of state, seated ahead of her own mother and even her powerful aunt, Kim Yo-jong. It's a striking reversal. For years, Kim's younger sister was seen as his likely heir. Now, it's his daughter taking her place at the table, and perhaps someday holding the keys to a growing nuclear arsenal, hidden power that defines North Korea's future.
Pop quiz hotshot, a Native American tribe, is currently the owner of a team in which professional sports league? The NBA, WNBA, MLB, or NHL? If you said the dub, you get a dub. Answer is WNBA. The Mohegan Tribe was the first to own a pro sports team in 2003 when they purchased the Orlando Miracle, which has since become the Connecticut Sun. Next, a symbol of excellence, hard work, sacrifice, and discipline. In a ceremony before the WNBA game between the Storm and Mercury in Seattle last week, there was a statuesque salute to the stellar Sue Bird.
The statue goes well beyond just myself. Like I said, it's not just an honor, it's history. I'm the first player to ever have a statue built, and that fact both humbles me and fills me with pride, not just for me, but for what this represents, for women's basketball, for every young girl who will walk past this statue and think that maybe it could be her someday, and every young boy who's going to do the same thing. That means a lot.
Sue Bird spent her entire two-decade career with the Seattle Storm, retiring as the league's all-time leader in games and minutes played and assists. She's now the first WNBA player ever to be honored by her franchise with a statue. Bird once said, "The one thing you learn is when you can step out of your comfort zone and be uncomfortable, you see what you're made of and who you are." As electric cars are gaining popularity, the next advancement for environmentally friendly vehicles is being shown off by innovators within the industry. The Bridgestone World Solar Challenge got underway over the weekend, and cutting-edge solar-powered cars raced across the Australian outback. These cars are literally driving on sunshine. The racing teams, usually college and grad school students, design, engineer, and build these energy-efficient cars by hand, with solar panels adorning as much of the surface area as possible. They will travel a total of roughly 1,800 miles to Australia's southern coast, stopping at 5 p.m. each day for both car and driver to recharge. Event organizers are hoping the competition keeps inspiring energy solutions in the automobile industry. Now to a stunning deep-sea expedition where scientists have found what they believe to be a slew of new species, including the star of the show with a nickname that became the butt of Discoverer's jokes. We showed you the aptly named Big Butt Starfish a few weeks ago. Scientists off the coast of Argentina found the cheeky critter while live-streaming their findings at the bottom of the sea. Deep-sea areas, classified as more than 200 meters below the surface, cover more than 60% of the planet. And the Patrick Star lookalike is just one of the many surreal species they encountered, including many that look like some sort of alien species. Our Ashley Strickland spoke with the scientists behind these incredible discoveries.
Scientists on an expedition to the deep sea earlier this month filmed this footage of rare sea creatures in Argentina's Mar del Plata Canyon, the first to actually live stream what their cameras were seeing with a remotely operated underwater vehicle called the ROV Sebastian.
This is amazing for us. We are learning a lot about the organism behavior, where they live, how they interact.
A few astonishing organisms that the researchers believe to be new to science include a sea cucumber dubbed batata, or sweet potato, and
Pygnopodia, which is a sea spider. I had never seen anything like that.
But it isn't just the scientists who are excited. The ROV Sebastian's live stream attracted millions of viewers who watched for a combined 6.7 million hours.
The thing that I would probably say it might be the closest to is the moon landing and how it really captivated people's engagement, awareness, just learning, and being able to see the deep ocean.
Classrooms, dance clubs were showing the live stream to the public during the 20-day excursion, which was a collaboration among the Schmidt Ocean Institute and U.S. and Argentinian scientific institutions. One of the species that became a viral star was the Hipposteria phrygiana, or Trojan star, which found fame on social media for its formations that look like a butt. Some people on social media said it looked like Patrick Star, the starfish character in the animated TV show SpongeBob SquarePants.
We were not expecting this kind of reaction of the public.
Before this technology, scientists were only able to study these species by using dead specimens. But now, cameras are giving scientists a new glimpse into what these animals look like in real life, including their bright colors. The deep ocean, which includes areas that are deeper than 200 meters, covers more than 60% of the planet. It's also the least understood ecosystem on Earth, making expeditions like this one crucial.
I think that what I'm getting is that people do care and they just want to see it. Our deep ocean is for all of us and science is for all of us.
Today's story getting a 10 out of 10 has me pumped. A man in Scottsdale, Arizona, bench pressing the notion that age has to slow us down. Meet Chuck Goad, who now officially holds the Guinness World Record for oldest active certified fitness trainer. He's 86 years old.
I've heard of Guinness Book of World Records all my life, and I've looked at the book throughout the years. Never even dreamed of being in the book.
Fitness training is just the latest chapter in his storied journey that reminds us to live life to the fullest. Chuck's been a horseman, a TV stuntman, even a fashion model. Now he's using his talents to help others his age lead healthy lifestyles.
I thought it'd be great to have somebody who's my age teaching me how to do it. I could say this is elder abuse, except he's older than I am.
The iron-pumping octogenarian credits the feat to healthy eating, an active lifestyle, and a positive mindset with a little bit of luck. He hopes to inspire others to put the dent in sedentary and to keep on moving to help turn back the clock. Thanks for the inspiration, Mr. Goad. Way to raise the bar. Instead of not doing squat today, maybe I definitely will do squats and get my swole on after work. Before I go, shout out time. This one goes to Miss Bree and all the dedicated student athletes at the Pathway School in Atlanta. You are getting us pumped today. Keep shining, my fellow ATLians. And from our YouTube channel, Mrs. Schrank at Century Intermediate School and all of our friends in Grafton, North Dakota. Spoilers, rise up. Thank you for subscribing and commenting on our CNN 10 YouTube channel for your shout out requests. August is almost over, so let's finish this week and this month strong, y'all. I'm Coy Wire. I'll see you right back here tomorrow on CNN 10.